Hello everyone, welcome to Math for Knitters. I'm your host, Lara. This week the number is 13, and I spent a good long while thinking hard about what I would do for a number 13, and I have an idea percolating in my brain, but it might be better if I actually knit it and made sure it worked. So I think I will put that in show number 21. Oh, it's okay. Boomer's alone. Hold on. Let me pick up my cat. Oh, come on. Oh. I'm not normally home this time of day, and since I am, he wants to be petted. So you might hear some collar jangling a little bit as he settles in. But anyway, so instead, I decided on this show, I'm going to focus on luck. And actually, as luck would have it, I actually just received a really nice comment from a listener about magic loop knitting, and I revealed some time ago that magic loop knitting is still a complete mystery to me, although I'm going to try it now because a anonymous listener said that I could look at knittinghelp.com and find out how to do it. And I had looked at that site before, but I hadn't looked under the advanced techniques. So now I have, and I'm going to try it. And I have some Adi Turbo, so that's what I'm going to do. Also, just randomly, I found a great little article online this week about spit splicing, also known as wet splicing. But one of the ladies in my knitting group actually does this, and I've started doing it too. Basically, you take a wool yarn and kind of take it apart and then put it back together using a little bit of moisture. And I'll have a link to that on the show notes. I'll also have a link to the knittinghelp.com website. So I made a list of lucky and unlucky things, and unfortunately I've lost it. I've had kind of an unlucky week, actually. Just various little tiny extremely irritating things have been happening, but hopefully things start to pick up. So it's quite unlucky that my furnace broke last week, but it's quite lucky that we're having a very, very warm spell. In fact, today it's over 70, so it hasn't gotten below 60 in the house, which is great. So, and hopefully they're going to come fix it today. So that's both lucky and unlucky. It's unlucky that I ordered yarn from a large yarn company that I still have not received, despite my complaints and kicking and screaming and being irritated about it, and finally getting a hold of someone at the company, and she sent it out to me again, and she sent it out to me again, UPS ground, which, if you live in the Midwest, coming from the East Coast, usually takes about 2 weeks. So who knows if I will even have the yarn to finish my grandma's sweater by December. I really hope that I will, because if not, I won't be able to finish my mom's, and then, oh my gosh, horrors, just the end of the world. Anyway, I was very unlucky about that, but luckily, as I was looking for yarn for my sister's present, I found a great little online shop, and I ordered it. And unluckily, they were out of that yarn, but she refunded me the money for the yarn and half of the shipping, and I got the other yarn that I ordered very promptly. And then, luckily, I found another store that carried it as well, a small online store, and she sent it out to me, and I got it, and so I was very happy. I actually got three shipments of yarn on the same day. Oh, you might be able to hear Boomer purring there. He's very affectionate. He's my sweet boy. Well, anyway, I got the yarn for my sister's project and the yarn I ordered to go with my sister's project from the first place. And also I got yarn from Knit to Be Tied. I sent in a knitted square for an afghan for her, and she sent me some yarn because I was the last square. I don't know if I'm excited about being the last square, but I am excited about my bamboo sock yarn, which I won't have time to touch for a little while. But luckily, I went to my local yarn store and I got the yarn for my other sister's birthday present, which is in February. And I couldn't help myself, so I cast on right away. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I think she listens to the show, but I'm very excited and it's beautiful. And so luckily, I'm actually figuring out the pattern and it's working along pretty well. So let's see what else. I think that that's it. That's lucky and unlucky this week. Hopefully I get a little more better luck, but hopefully also things keep balancing out. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope that if you live in the U.S. and you're eligible that you voted today. Today's November 7th, because it's so important. Oh, a kitty cat left me. It's so important to vote, and yeah, that's my two cents. You have a great week. I am actually going out of town this weekend. I am going to a belly dancing kind of thing in Nebraska. So I should be back Sunday. So I might be able to do a show Monday, but I might be too busy catching up with myself. So I'm not sure when my next show will be out, but hopefully soon. Have a great week. Keep knitting.